I felt very nervous. It was very dark, as the pavilion is, just before the pseudonym or the nom de plume of the winning poet is announced. And through that darkness comes the name, in my case, Llygad y Dydd, which is Daisy, or the Day's Eye, as we still call it in Welsh. And then the trumpet heralds the notes that are the cue for the poet to stand. And at that particular moment, I can be quite sure that there was no one throughout Wales who felt quite as afraid as I did.
And then, once you were taken up on the stage, how did you react to the whole ceremony and all the ritual involved there?
It was quite a curious sensation because I've watched the ceremony for years, as we all have in Wales, and feel that you know exactly what comes next. But when it's your turn, I can assure you, well, in my case at least, my mind went completely blank. The astrid at the time was Meirion, Astrid Meirion, Meirion Evans. It was his last year as Archdruid, I think, and I must say he had such a nice manner and made the ceremony such a comfortable affair and managed to put me at ease, at least.
What about the Sword of Peace and that part of the ceremony?
Yes, that is an interesting part of the ceremony when Rei o'r Mynydd, who is at the moment in charge of the Sword of Peace, raises the sword above the poet's head. And then the Archdruid asks the audience if they are happy with the decision. But what he actually says is there peace? And I think that's a really beautiful phrase and a lovely aspect of the ceremony when the whole of the audience then just chants back the word heddwch, peace. My poor son, who was only 5 years old at the time, wasn't very happy to be in the pavilion at all. It was a nice day and he wanted to be playing football. But he came in reluctantly, dozed through most of the adjudication, woke up to see his mother being taken away by men in white frocks. And then, of course, seeing this great big rugby player raise this enormous sword above his mother's head. And at that point, he turned to my husband, Martin, and whispered, "What's that man doing with that sword?" And Martin, for some incredible reason, told him, "Unless you shout heddwch, peace, they're likely to chop her head off."
Following the 2001 victory and then winning the chair, you were accepted into the Gorsedd. What was your bardic name? And what did that mean to you?
Yes, it's more or less an automatic thing. You're invited to join the Orsedd when you win one of the major prizes, and you're invited into the white, to wear the white regalia, the white robes. And as winner of the literary prizes, you also have a laurel leaves, sort of a little, well, I'm not quite sure what you call it, not exactly a crown, but across the top of the head gear that you have to wear. It's all very curious, it must be said. And my name in Gorsedd is simply Mereryd. I think Pryfarth Mereryd. Since then, I've been invited to look after the Celtic brothers and sisters who come each year to the Eisteddfod. And that means that I've become, well, I think an officer is the right word. And as such then, you wear a cream outfit, but still with the leaves on my head.